I'm delighted to get back on the pitch. Difficult for me for the last few weeks, and for me personally, obviously, I've been a big part of this club for the last 4 years, so like constantly playing. So when you're not playing, it does hurt me. But obviously, I haven't dropped my head. I've kept working hard, and I've always been prepared for whenever that chance comes. And obviously, it didn't come from the start. But as I said, I was ready for it when it did happen. And I think I showed what I can do. Obviously, disappointed we let in 5 goals, but I didn't really have much chance of them, to be fair. So, but yeah, delighted to get back out on the pitch.
The first one we were talking about, because we were more or less behind the trajectory of it, I mean, move three yeah. times in the air?
I've started going towards the other post before it's come back to sort of back in line where it was going. You know, it's, I think you give, the difference is if you give people time on the ball at this level, these come second in the Premier League last year, he's an international player, regularly for internationals, and you give him time on the ball, that's what they can do, and that's what we aspire to, like to the level we need to get to. Like it maybe in this division, if you give boys in our division, if you give boys a bit more time on the ball, it doesn't always end up like that. You know, like some can hit the stand, but at this level they're pretty clinical, and I think that's the word I'd use for all of their goals. They're very clinical with their finishing, everything was in the corner. Obviously the one who like went through my legs, but it's the only place he could have put it, and that's the sort of gaps they find, you know. So it's difficult.
I mean, on the face of it, a 5-0 defeat, it might be one you just want to forget about. But is there something you can take from that?
No, because I enjoy playing football. I enjoy playing for Gillingham, and I cherish every minute I'm out on that pitch, and every minute I'm at this club, I cherish. And I'd never wish it away, because I could be doing a different job that I might not enjoy so much. And these are the days when you train all your career for these chances. And I look back through my career, and the only two teams that in my whole career, the only two teams I've played that have probably challenged these for this sort of level would be Juventus and Man City. And so what my point is I've played for, 15 years professional now, 450 like senior appearances, and I've only managed to play against three teams of this size. So why would I wish the minutes away when I'm out there? You know, like I said, first and foremost, you're playing against Tottenham, like a team that said that this is the level I want to aspire to be, and you never give up to try and be as good as that. And secondly, I said, every minute of playing a dual shirt, I'm delighted to do. So it's both out there for me today, playing for Gillingham and playing against a team like that.
And a chance for you maybe on Saturday if Johnson doesn't recover, or even so, even if he does,
it's out of my hands. You know, like as I said before, from the minute I got left out, I haven't stopped working hard. I've worked harder. I've upped my training load because obviously I've not been playing, so I can do a bit more, as I don't have to like necessarily recover for Saturday. I have no regrets. When I'm not in the team, I don't have any regrets because I haven't done things right. I do everything is to the best of my ability, and if I don't play on that pitch, it's not through anything I could have done more, and if I think I've done everything I can do to be out there, then that's what I've done, and I ain't got no regrets for not being out there. I'll just keep my head down and be ready when the time comes, and if Saturday's gives me a chance, then happy days. If it doesn't, then I'll get back to the grind and keep working till I get that chance again.
Great ovation for the fans again. I mean, they love you, don't they?
It was unbelievable. That's probably the highlight of my night. You can say going out there against Tottenham, as I said before, playing in a Gillingham shirt for me is something special, and that ovation from 3,000 fans at White Hart Lane is something I'll never forget, and it's probably the best feeling I've ever had in a Gillingham shirt, like we've won league titles and that. But you know, when you're not in the team, you're easily forgotten, I think, and the support I've had off people that when I've not been in the team, that keep myself going and keep yourself going, like the great support. But then when I ran out on that pitch on whatever minute it was, the hairs on the back of your neck stand, and then you can't dream those things. I think I appreciate everything I get off the fans. I appreciate every single thing.